Welcome back to Young Americans. I'm Rhea.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Madison.
Hey y'all, I'm Terry.
And once again, we're just going to play a series of songs for you. The four of us are here studying in Cortona, Italy for the fall semester. And yeah, so today's list of songs was picked out by me and Jordan. And the first one was my choice, and it's Wild Wild Woman by Yor Smith.
In the wind of the night, in the light by the bed, I hear a voice calling me back. I barely hear it, like my head's in the bath. I hear a voice calling me back. I tried to leave her hiding, all strung up. I tried to keep her quiet, but she's screaming inside of me. I tried to keep her hiding, all strung up.
Hope you like that song to start us off. So now we're just going to go around and introduce ourselves through majors and years. So I'm a third year finance and international business major with a studio art minor and a legal study certificate.
And I'm a rising junior. I'm a double major with art and sustainability science.
I am a fourth year and I'm a fashion merchandising major with a certificate in sustainability.
And I'm a fifth year fashion merchandising major and an HDFS, which is Human Development and Family Science minor. And me and Rhea are planning on going to law school afterwards.
Yes.
And now I'm going to bat it to Jordan.
This next song is called Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. It's just a reminder that time flies, so cherish it wherever you are.
To fly. dressed up like a pillow, so she's always
great choice, Jordan.
Thanks, Rhea.
So, a fun fact about the four of us is we are actually all roommates here in Cortona for the semester, but none of us knew each other at the beginning, and Terry's going to tell you our little coming together story.
So, yes, when I walked into the Atlanta airport, I saw Rhea, and I was like, yes, okay, this girl is nice. She is amazing, as I talked to her. And then we walked all the way through security together, and then she literally followed me through the Starbucks, through everything that I needed help with. I was like, I need this girl. I'm going to get lost without her in Italy. And then I realized that we were going to be separated when we got onto the airplane by Jordan, and I was like, oh, my roommate is gone. I don't know how many people we were gonna be in the room. And then I finally was like, you know what, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna ask Rhea, will you be my roommate? And she got so ecstatic, and I was like, wow, I'm done with roommates. And so yes, now I'm gonna kick it to Jordan.
Oh yeah, so they asked me to go to the grocery store with them the first night we were in Rome. I said yes, and then we were walking together, all the three of us. Then I just pulled out the question. I said, will you guys be my roommates? But then little did I know, they were already planning on asking me.
Yeah, so we had gotten together because we didn't know how big the rooms were. And we were like, okay, we want a double, but if we have to do a triple, like, we'll ask Jordan. Jordan's really sweet. And I sat next to her on the plane ride for, I don't even know.
9 hours.
Yeah, a lot of hours. And we clicked and we bonded. And then Madison joined our little party.
Yes.
Which is crazy. I messed them all up, and I don't remember how I did it.
She did not mess us up. You guys, this is literally such a great story, because if you were a goal achiever?
Go-getter?
Go-getter. Definitely be a go-getter, because without Madison, we wouldn't be this, like, quad that we are today. And so she sat me down at a pizza place because I was hungry, and I was like, she was like, I'll go with you. I was like, awesome. And she's like, so what is your roommate situation? I was like, well, I already had this all picked out, but it's three of us. She's like, oh, you only have three, I'll be your fourth roommate. And I'm like, you know what, why not? And so that's how we became four roommates, and honestly couldn't do Italy without them.
Oh yeah, for sure. Now we're literally bonded at the hip.
Literally.
And that's how room 11 came to be.
Yes. And we unpack every night.
We
do. And Rhea will tell you about that one.
Unpack means unpack a situation, not unpack our luggage.
Yes.
Anyway, let's unpack this next song. So this one is Cold in California by Ash. And actually, I got to know Ash because of one of my best friends, Leah, who sent it to me on one of our New Music Mondays. Anyway, hope you guys like the song.
Thank you. fashion for with bags under your eyes. I've been chasing a rainbow on the at your door, wanna see the other side. It's not quite like I imagined, like I did before, when you're pouring all your heart out but you're lying on the floor. All the cigarettes and hotels could be what you're looking for, but it's not what you expected and you're left wanting more. Don't mind what anybody told ya, it still gets cold in California. See, everybody thinks they know ya, they're only seeing what they wanna. Oh, don't mind what anybody told ya, it still gets cold in California. We could dance in the street with the sun upon our skin and wake up feeling burned. Under stars we could freeze, cause we've gotten used to heat, our seasons never turn. It's not quite like I imagined, like I did before, when you're pouring all your heart out but you're lying on the floor. All the cigarettes and hotels could be what you're looking for, but it's not what you expected and you're left wanting more. Don't mind what anybody told ya, it still is cold in California. See, everybody thinks they know ya, they're only seeing what they wanna. Oh, don't mind what anybody told ya, it still gets cold in California. Talk about the pretty parts, the ones you see on film, happiness and skinny legs and living on a hill. Don't talk about the ugly parts, the loneliness you feel. You probably always will, cause it gets dark in California. I know it well better than most, yeah. Don't mind what anybody told ya, it still gets cold in California. See, everybody thinks they know ya, they're only seeing what they wanna. Oh, don't mind what anybody told ya, it still gets cold in California.
Right, so now we're just going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite things to do here in Cortona at night.
Okay, I guess it's coming from me. I love to sit at the steps and drink wine and people watch, and the fashion here is incredible.
I love to get gelato and then join Terry on the steps and watch people as well.
Oh yeah, the steps is a big part of our nightly routine.
Mm-hmm. And I love getting gelato too with the roommates in Madison. And one other thing I love to do is watch the stars at night. Terry and I went out a few nights ago. I saw 8 shooting stars. She saw like 15. It was amazing. So our next song is called Star Roving by Slow Dive. Just a reminder to go out and watch the stars more often.
We'll be right back.
guys. So now we've got a little bit of a funny story for you that happened in room 11 earlier in the semester. Terry?
So this is the first night we unpacked things in a sense that only thing I saw was I was laying in bed and Jordan came running towards me and I was just like, what is that? And it's a bird, but it was not a bird. It was a bat. Shooting it to Jordan.
So I ran over to Terry because, well, birds are a different story to unpack, but I have a bit of a history with them. So we were hugging. That's when we really bonded. And then we realized it was a bat. So all of a sudden, I was cool. And
I was not. I booked it out the door. I left all of them behind. And when I got out in the hallway, I was laughing really hard, which got the attention of Brian, who's like our facilities manager. And he was like, you need to be quiet. And I was like, there's a bat in our room. He was like, a what? And I said, a bat. He didn't believe me. And then I opened the door and he saw it. So we spent a solid like 3 hours trying to get the bat out. And then Rhea.
Yeah, so he brought in like the tallest ladder you can imagine to sort of shoo this thing out. And we're, all the four of us are like on the ground like with brooms trying to shove it out of the room. And he's like, why don't you grab a towel and like shoo it out of our room? And so I grabbed the first thing I see and I start to shoo it out of the room. And he was like, maybe not my scarf. And I was like, oh, my bad. And yeah, but fast forward, couldn't get the bat out of our room, and bats aren't that harmful unless they bite you and you get rabies, but that is covered by insurance. So four of us in room 11 had a sleepover with a bat that night.
And we named it Jim. So Jim, if you're out there, we're talking about you.
And then we had a Jim Jr., what was it, Sunday night?
Yeah.
That came flying in our room again, and we had another sleepover with a bat because it would not leave.
But yeah, we're real cool with the bat. Anyway, this next song is by Phineas, who, for those of you who don't know, he is the brother to Billie Eilish, if any of you guys have heard of her. And they write all their music together, and this is I Don't Miss You At All.
I swear I don't miss you at all. And I barely still remember who's in the pictures on my walls. No, I can't recall your scent, jasmine, tuberose, and lily, or your silly French accent, all but forgotten about those eyes. The shade of green that if he'd seen would make F. Scott Fitzgerald cry, but I won't break down at 2 a.m. and call. Cause I don't miss you at all. And I'm sleeping fine. I don't mean to boast, but I only dream about you once or twice a night at most. And it feels so good eating alone. Don't get distracted by your smile and miss the green lights driving home. No sign of stopping. The house isn't far, but I think our song is coming on. And now I wanna crash the car, but I won't make that mistake again and fall. So I say I don't miss you at all. And someday I won't miss you at all.
Okay, so since it is officially spooky season, since it's October, we're just gonna go around and talk about our favorite holidays and why they're our favorites.
So my favorite holiday is Christmas. I just love being with family, eating all the good food, baking cookies with my grandma, and I guess everyone loves receiving presents, but I love giving them too and picking out which ones would fit each person and making some too.
My favorite holiday would be a tie between 4th of July and Christmas, also due to the family time, but probably 4th of July because I like spending boat days out on the lake and just a fun time grilling out and then watching the fireworks on our boat.
And my favorite holiday is definitely Thanksgiving because my aunt and uncle go crazy on the cooking. And so does my grandma. We have so much food and we eat until we basically have food coma. And I love my fam, so shout out to y'all.
So mine's a little bit of a strange one, but my favorite is New Year's Eve / New Year's Day, I guess, because the holiday kind of carries on. But it's just my favorite because usually it's just one big party and my family and all our friends get together and we dance all night. And it's just, it's a day of like new beginnings, and no matter who you talk to, everyone celebrates New Year's. So it's kind of like a shared holiday that, like, I know for a lot of people it's not their favorite, but it's mine.
And along with holidays, I also love October. Last October, I saw this really cool band called Portugal the Man. So my next song is by them called When the War Ends. Fun fact, I don't actually go to UGA, I go to Furman University, but it's kind of cool going to a small school, comparing to what they say about going to their big school, and also comparing my restaurants to what restaurants they always talk about. And I'm super excited because I'm going to come visit them sometime in December or next semester and go to all their favorite restaurants.
I plan on taking her to The Place. It's downtown right across from our arches. It's just like good southern, like, fried cooking food, and it's just so good.
And I plan on taking her to Creature Comforts, which is one of my favorite breweries, and then drive her to Cali and Tito's.
You took mine. Mine was Cali and Tito's. But that's okay. I'll take her to Barbarito's.
We also have to take her to Mama's Boy as well. You cannot come to Athens without going to Mama's Boy.
Yes, South Kitchen. South Kitchen is another one.
Speaking of Athens, this next song is by an Athens local band called Cloudland, and it's called Restart.
Restart. what's it for? We got these daydreams, we got these big schemes, these passions in our core.
In Georgia and home, I know we all really miss our family a lot, so I'm just going to give you a fun fact about mine. My mom is actually 1/4 Italian, which makes me 1/8 Italian, so ciao.
And shout out to my dad for always being so hardworking, and shout out to my mom for being such an inspiration to me, and shout out to my sister for just always knowing how to calm me down. And hey, little brother, my brother's name Alan, and he is hilarious. And my little sister is the sweetest soul ever. Her smile literally is the best.
I just want to give a shout out to my mom back home for taking care of my little doggy Peanut. She sends me like daily morning photos of him, which just makes my day.
I want to give a shout out to my older sister. She's incredibly smart and hilarious. My mom is the most patient, kind person ever. And my dad is super supportive. He introduced me to this next song called Chasing Heather Crazy by Guided by Voices.
Trailing off the lock so that she likes it when it grows. Sending out a candidate, she's sinking her foes. Peeking out the leveling wherever it goes.
Making sure that all the world is coming down. All the world is coming down.
to say Jordan is killing it with these songs. But now we're going to talk a little bit about, I know we told you about our majors, but we're going to talk a little bit about what we want to do with our lives. Both me and Terry want to go to law school, but I actually want to work for a nonprofit. I interned for one this summer, and I just really loved the experience and what they do in the community, and that's what I want to do with my life.
I'm considering being an art teacher or working for a nonprofit. I definitely want to incorporate art and sustainability in whatever I do, though.
My major, I have an emphasis in product development and design, so I definitely want to go into product development. I kind of want to come back over to Europe, maybe Milan or England. I'm not too sure yet.
And I want to do legal studies that focus more into human rights and give a voice to people who speak Vietnamese alone, because I'm bilingual. And then I also want to study on sex trafficking and the foster care system. And I'm throwing it back to Jordan.
So our next song is one of my favorites. It's called For a Fool by The Shins.
Bright, but now just a dim light. Off in the distance, a falling star, following the path of least resistance. If I still fight, it's just that I'm afraid I'll slide under that spell again. Times caught up in my head at night with a leash and a label. If I can learn anything from this, then I'd be like the fox in the fable of life. If I still fight, it's just that I'm afraid I'll slide under that spell again.
Talked a little bit about it on our before the last song, but we just want to take this next segment to bring a little bit of awareness to human trafficking because of an experience we had this past weekend traveling back. We were witness actually to some sex trafficking, so we just wanted to bring a little bit of awareness to it.
Yeah, especially while traveling, just be aware of your surroundings because you're not always in this invincible bubble that some people think they are.
My tidbit would be, actually I have two, read up on it because I was not aware of anything about it until it did happen to us. And also know like the local numbers to the police department. We were fortunate that UGA provided them with us when we first came. And just the language barrier can be a problem, so know when you need to call for help and like the words you need to use for help.
And then also know that it can happen to you. It can happen in Georgia. It can happen in Italy. It can happen in North Carolina. And just be aware of your surroundings and always stick together and keep a cool head.
And then it can also happen in a group or by yourself, because we were in a group and it happened to us, and it can happen by yourself too. So just be aware.
And we were really fortunate because we're safe and we're fine, but we just wanted to bring a little bit awareness.
And I wouldn't want that to happen with anyone else except for my roommates with me. Shooting it to Jordan.
Oh, shooting it to Rhea for the next song.
Yeah, Terry, this one's mine.
My bad, girlfriend.
Okay, so we're going to bring the mood up. This song is Something's Gotta Give, sorry, by Labyrinth. And he actually wrote the Euphoria song soundtrack.
You know that time never sleeps. Keep one eye open like I got my head full of dreams. All shattered and broken like never chose love. It chose me, but I'm still here, making stones bleed. So I'll go on swimming upstream till I come tumbling down. Oh, when I'm working on faith. Oh, when you're living on faith. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Oh, when you're giving your all. Oh, when it's coming up short. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Gotta give a little more. Oh, yes. When the going gets tough, gotta give a little more. Oh, yes. In the name of the Father.
But
we'll be right back.
about you guys, but I'm in a good mood now. I was dancing the entire song. But now we're just going to go around and we're going to say our favorite thing about the person sitting to our left. So directly to my left is Jordan. And my favorite thing about her is that no matter where we are, she is willing to try anything new, especially when it comes to food. This girl has had snails, goat, you name it. I don't even know what all she's tried on this trip.
She's had squid ink, y'all.
Everything. But that's what I love about her.
My favorite thing about Madison is that she doesn't always talk, but when she does, or sometimes she's quiet and easygoing and chill, but then when she does talk, it's super kind, honest, and really funny.
My favorite thing about Terry is she's able to keep us all like calm and cool, but she's also very fun and talkative, and she just like brightens up the room for us all.
Dang, Madison, thank you. And my favorite thing about Rhea is don't let her face fool y'all. She is super sweet looking, but she is one sassy girl, and I love it.
Well, thank you.
And can I just add that in room 11, there's like no judgment when we talk to each other, which I also love about all these ladies. Like, we can be super honest and real and open, but then when we leave room 11, it's like very judgy.
She's kidding, y'all. She's joking. Just kidding. No Madison judgment. Is the sassy one.
It's true.
Okay, our next song is called Cameos by Swimming Tapes.
Reverse that, and for the person to our right, we're gonna say either something quirky or funny or just something the world needs to know about them. So one thing the world needs to know about Terry is that even though we came thousands of miles to one of the countries with one of the best cuisines and best food ever, this girl packed like 20 packs of ramen in her suitcase. Despite the fact that we've got pasta and pizza and gelato in Italy, Terry cannot live without her ramen. And one of the quirkiest things about Madison is she doesn't talk, but y'all, when she talks, she is hilarious. Oh, another thing is she loves to prove people wrong. So when she whips out that phone, be careful. Madison's got Google on her side.
My favorite thing about Jordan is the way she sleeps. So, like, you get up in the morning and she looks like a mummy, basically. She has her covers pulled all the way up over her head so you can't see her at all. And you're like, is she alive under there? But then, like, you see it move. And then she just sleeps like that for a long time.
My favorite thing about Rhea that is kind of funny is that all her features are small, like her mouth, her head, and her body. But her eyes are huge. They're on my screensaver, my lock screen, just her eyes as open as big as possible. I love it, waking up to them in the morning. I love her eyes.
That's not creepy at all, Jordan.
And in case you didn't know, three of us have Jordan as our screensaver, if that says anything about Room 11.
We're wild.
Love them.
But thanks for listening, guys. And this is our last song, which was a duo pick by me and Jordan, and it is Life in the City by the Lumineers. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Or will you rail against your dying day? that I